Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. These days, it seems everyone is racing to get in on the fast-developing world of artificial intelligence, seeking any way and every way to plant their flag in the AI industry. That includes the state of Delaware, which recently announced it is the first state in the nation to join OpenAI's certification program, which is expected to deliver programming to schools and workforce training programs that allow students and workers to build AI fluency and earn certifications in AI tools. This comes on the heels of Governor Matt Meyer signing a joint legislative resolution to create an AI sandbox in the first state, basically a regulatory framework to encourage companies to pilot advanced AI tools here, temporarily easing regulatory constraints to spur breakthrough developments while keeping safeguards in place to protect consumers and the public. I recently sat down with Delaware Department of Labor Secretary Lucretia Moultrie to learn more about the OpenAI certification program and the benefits it could provide the first state. So before we dig into the program itself, how did the state get involved with OpenAI on this? How did this opportunity come about? So the other partners are the likes of Walmart, John Deere, Accenture, and the Texas Association of Business. How did Delaware wind up in that mix?
Well, I know you'll recall from the outset, Governor Meyer issued executive order number one. And with that executive order, he made clear that his top priority for the state was increasing the workforce and increasing training and opportunities, especially for youth. But when we have opportunities to be the first state to partner with OpenAI for a certification program, that's not only for the benefit of our youth, but our workforce as a whole. So it's a really exciting time.
And I guess one of the benefits of getting involved early like this is having a hand in shaping this program in ways that will fit Delaware specifically and be maybe tailored to Delaware and what its needs are.
Yes, absolutely. So with creating the Office of Workforce Development, you know, really the purpose of that office is to spearhead efforts to create the workforce of the future. And this is one way that we're going to do it. I know that AI has been quite the topic as of late in the public. But, you know, what we want to show is it creates an opportunity to reskill and upskill our workers so that they can contribute to the labor force of the future.
I realize this is still in the early stages, but it feels like there's maybe like two tracks here, schools and students and then businesses and workforce training. On the school side, is there a sense of how this might look? Is this potential career pathway in high schools, a certificate program at Dell Tech, a combination of those things?
I think a combination is the best way to describe it. So ultimately, this is one of several initiatives that the Department of Labor will be rolling out. But our focus from the beginning was to ensure that these certification opportunities are both accessible and that individuals have support. So it can be a reality for anyone, no matter what age you are, what your education is, or what your skill level is. So that requires a lot of coordination with our community. And the schools, local organizations have really been receptive to labor's outreach with regard to collaborating and having partnerships so that we can roll this out seamlessly throughout the state.
Has there been conversations already about from schools about trying to get into kind of this AI area and provide opportunities for students who are interested in being part of the AI workforce and industry going forward?
The schools have been really excited about this opportunity. You know, one thing that they've noticed is that student interest in traditional higher educational experiences tend to waver over time, right? And the schools have always been really responsive in that they just want to make sure that when their students are out the door, they're prepared for the workforce or whatever else they choose to pursue. And according to the conversations that I've had with our local educational leadership, they think that certifications are a great enhancement to young people's resumes as they transition into the workforce directly or into higher education.
With the idea of higher education in mind, is there a role in this for UD, DSU? We think about certifications, we usually think about Delaware Tech and the high schools. Is there a role for a UD or a DSU in this program?
Absolutely. I mean, to the extent that they have an interest in providing these certifications, these are just additional enhancements to any student's resume, right? So they can not only earn their traditional degrees, but they can get various certifications to demonstrate their competence in other areas.
How about on the business workforce training side? What are you hoping for there? Is there a sense of what that might look like?
Right. We really look forward to partnering with businesses because we know that AI is going to have an impact over these next few critical years. And the best thing that we can do as labor is assist them and provide them with resources to upskill their workers so that they can use AI confidently and competently.
Secretary Moultrie, is there also an element here for people who aren't necessarily looking for an AI industry job, but want to have AI fluency to better incorporate AI into their current work, or maybe businesses that want AI fluent workers?
Yes, absolutely. I think that this is a trend that we'll see happening relatively normally in the near future with regard to AI. AI will be leveraged by employers to create workplace efficiencies. So it is definitely to an employee's benefit or a potential worker's benefit to have competency in the skill set of using AI.
The state also recently embarked on creating an AI sandbox to encourage startup and established businesses to come to Delaware to pilot advanced AI tools. Do you see this certification program as intrinsically connected to the concept of building an AI sandbox in Delaware?
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, the opportunity to reskill and upskill workers is just preparing Delaware's workforce for the jobs of tomorrow.
Can you walk us through a little bit of how this is going to roll out? What's first?
So we've already been in conversations with schools, local organizations, private employers, and they've been very receptive to creating designated spaces and/or utilizing school resources to ensure that when we make these certifications available, people in our community not only find them accessible, so it doesn't matter what technology they have available to them at home, but they will have a place to go to access the technology necessary to complete their certifications and also have access to support. So, to the extent that they're not the type that's inclined to independently complete a certification program, they will have individuals prepared to support them so that they can complete the programs.
Is the idea to maybe pilot it a couple places to kind of work out the kinks and then grow from there?
Exactly. So I know you can tell that I'm keeping some of the details close to the vest, but that's because we have some exciting partnerships to announce in the very near future. But your suggestion is pretty much spot on.
Is there a timeline in your mind for getting a fully formed version of this out there and up and running?
Oh yes, certainly before year end.
So it'll be the pilot programs within that before the end of the year, then grow from there in future years.
Exactly. Depending on the partner, I think the program can look different ways. And depending on the needs of our community, we want to make sure that these programs are tailored for community success.
And I imagine that also means making sure it's accessible up and down the state in all three counties, that type of accessibility as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So how high is the ceiling for this in your mind? How much potential do you feel like this holds for Delaware and its workforce?
Oh, I mean, I think it would be, I think it would be unfair to project the potential because I think it's enormous. I would not even seek to guess, the extent to which this can positively impact our community. I think as labor, what we see our role as is being a critical, connection from the community to obtaining these resources. So we just want to make sure that we are making these programs accessible, so that we can support
the development of our workforce.
And I imagine it's such a fast developing, fast moving area. Being first and taking that first step is perhaps the most important thing.
Absolutely. But I'm confident that the state of Delaware will create a model for other states to follow.
Thanks to Delaware Department of Labor Secretary Lucretia Moultrie for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. We'll explain how a new Delaware Community Foundation grant will help Alzheimer's research at the University of Delaware. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.